This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I know the beginning of summer for a lot of people means baseball or school's out or vacations or suntans. Do I say baseball? Well, baseball's spring as well. So, but also fruits and vegetables. It's a great time of year to be eating fresh fruit and vegetables. I actually made today, before the program, although I didn't eat them because I haven't eaten yet, sautéed asparagus with summer squash and a little bit of basil. Pretty yum, huh? And they really look pretty together. I actually like them separately, but I just thought, well, I found a recipe and thought, well, what if you tried combining them? And they're actually, because I think the summer squash has more sugar in it, so it sort of caramelizes a little bit, and it's really good with the asparagus. And that way you don't use as much butter on the asparagus or hollandaise sauce. All right, so I thought what we would do is talk a little bit about veggies, right? Not veggie out. So we'd ask people what their favorite and least favorite vegetable is. So what's your favorite or least favorite or both vegetable, Bammy?
I would say least favorite is probably peas.
And so are you talking about canned peas or fresh peas?
Probably canned peas.
Okay.
I actually do like the fresh peas out of
I have, you and I share. Yeah, I'll tell you my story about canned peas, which probably is even more disgusting than yours. All right, what's your fave?
Probably broccoli. Broccoli or corn, even though corn doesn't have any nutritional value.
No food value, but I love corn, too. Yeah. I like Brussels sprouts, and I love cauliflower. I much prefer cauliflower to broccoli. Okay, here's my pea story. Pea, folks, P-E-A, not P-E-E. As I said, my mom is a lovely woman, but a cook she was not. And so a fresh vegetable is the only vegetable. I mean, her view of spices was salt, pepper, and onion salt, although there's a disagreement in the family about whether she occasionally used garlic salt. I say yes. Other family members say no. But fresh garlic, never. It didn't even know it existed. And so my mother would buy canned vegetables. I don't think we ever had. The only fresh sort of odd vegetable that she liked, but I'm still not sure where it came from, was pomegranates. We had fresh pomegranates on salad all the time. But she would buy canned peas, and then she would overcook them, so they were mushy. And she would put them on our plate, and we all had milk with meals. So I don't know which of us figured out the first time that if you took a sip of milk with the idea of swallowing the peas, it was probably an accident the first time, if you took a sip of milk and instead of swallowing, spit the peas in the bottom of your glass, that you probably didn't have to eat the peas. And so I was the one who served, and it's one of the reasons I eat like the Russians were in Newark, is because I had to serve food and then clear, so I didn't have much time to eat. And you would pick up somebody's glass of milk, and it would be milk and then a layer of, like, saliva, and then the peas would roll in like little BBs. And I remember one of my brother's birthdays, that none of us were allowed to leave the table till he'd finished eating his peas. So I'm with you. It's that even if canned peas were okay, which I don't think they are, the sort of valence surrounding them just wouldn't. So I love cauliflower. I love almost all vegetables. And I didn't even realize that till I was an adult because all I'd had was canned. There you go. 855-993-7569. All right, so let's hear what other people's favorite and least. I'm trying to think if there's. I agree with you. Canned peas don't make it for me. But and I actually I like carrots that are caramelized. Have you ever done that? Because carrots, raw carrots are okay, but if you just slice them and cook them up a little bit, there's so much sugar in them that they caramelize very nicely and they're really delish. All right, let's hear what other people feel about veggies. We'll do our summer solstice veggie thing.
Lori says, corn is my favorite and lima beans is my least favorite.
Well, lima beans, there's some Italian dish with lima beans and pasta that's actually pretty good, because I would have said the same. And rutabaga, I mean, I always thought I didn't like rutabaga, but it actually is pretty good. Part of it depends. I would argue that any vegetable, even the stuff that you think you don't like, depends on how it's cooked. And if it's cooked with enough butter and Parmesan, it's probably pretty good. All right, keep going.
Janet?
Lima beans.
Janet says, canned beets. Ugh.
Well, actually, beets are one of those things that I've learned to like as an adult, like beet salad. And beets can be very, they have a pretty high sugar content as well. All right, keep going.
But then she says, fresh asparagus cooked Jacques Pepin style. Yes.
How does that mean? I mean, I agree with you about, I don't know what Jacques Pepin means.
I think he's a chef.
I would guess, but how does he cook them?
I'm not sure. She doesn't specify.
Well, next time tell us. Inquiring Minds wants to know. I agree. I think asparagus are great. And you know why asparagus are called asparagus? Because they have aspartame in it, which makes your tinkles smell terrible.
And then she says, oh, wait, I forgot about garlic. It's a tie.
Of liking? Well, does garlic count as a vegetable?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, I'll check that out. I know it's certainly a spice, unless my mother was using it. And then it was, let's see, garlic. Let's see what it says. Let's just see what garlic says. I actually found, I'll tell you my understanding about garlic, is that if you chop it and mince it, it has one flavor. If you squash it, like if you take it and with a can and just squash it, completely different flavor. Much sweeter, and my favorite way of garlic, so it doesn't give you the little tummy thing, is to drizzle olive oil on it and put it in a 350-degree oven and cook it for an hour, and it's like all the acid goes away. It's called Allium sativum, the onion genus. Close relatives include onion, shallot, leek, chive, and radicchio. So I guess if an onion is a vegetable, then I guess a garlic is too. There you go. Species of the onion genus. So there you go.
Mary says okra unless it's fried.
Yeah, who knew? All right.
Jennifer says snow peas are my favorite and green zucchini is my least favorite.
Green zucchini. No like zucchini. Well, again, I think it depends on how it's cooked. I'll bet you somebody could cook up a zucchini that you would really like. But I snow peas, I agree. Everybody loves it because they're sweet.
Paul says, love asparagus, hate Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, again, I'll bet you if you've ever tried Brussels sprouts that are basted with balsamic vinegar and roasted in the oven, you might like them better. I mean, I love Brussels sprouts, but all that sort of acidity goes away.
Terry says, favorite is peas. Least favorite are all that start with the letter A.
Right, asparagus, anchovies. Anchovies is a fish. Avocado is a fruit. What other than asparagus? I've got anchovies, which are not, and an avocado, which is not. I don't know. Can you think of any other A?
Not off the top of my head.
All right, I'll work on it.
I'm doing a Google search right now.
Vegetables beginning with A.
With A. Let's see. Huh.
Beginning with an A. There's actually a thing here. Let's see what it says. The A to Z. Well, olives doesn't count. Apricots, but that's apricots a fruit.
Yeah. Huh.
What'd you get?
I haven't gotten there yet. We're going to a break here anyway, so maybe during the break we can look this
asparagus,
up.
Asparagus, aubergine. Well, that's the eggplant. Avocado, banana. Well, all right. So I don't know. I think this probably means asparagus. I think that was just a trick for us. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about summer fruits and veggies, especially, we really never talked about fruits, but most people like fruits, right? Vegetables are complicated. One. So we're asking, what is your favorite and least favorite veggie? Asparagus seem to be doing pretty well.
Yeah. Let's see. By the way, during the break, we did not find another vegetable.
No, aubergine is the closest, which is eggplant, which is the French spelling of it. So.
Right. Let's see. Phaedra says, my favorite is green beans. Least favorite is squash.
Try sautéing the squash, because I'm not crazy about squash either, but try sautéing it with a little olive oil or even sesame oil. And just slice it pretty thin. I also was someplace, I know, at a Greek restaurant where they served eggplant and zucchini, like very, very thin and crisp, like almost a potato chip, with this kind of yogurt dip, which was fantastic. I mean, disgustingly delicious. I mean, I'm sure it had no food value, especially when you fry it, but it was delicious. You know, once you sort of begin frying things, you know, what can I tell you? You're right. All right, keep going.
Shelley says, favorite is Brussels sprouts. I get giddy when I know they're on the menu. Least favorite is green beans.
So I think that Brussels sprouts may be the great dividing line between human beings. If we can all get together and find world peace, we may be able to figure out about Brussels sprouts. So I think it's going to be world peace before Brussels sprouts. The camps are just so divided. Probably a more divisive issue than any that you can think about. The pro and anti-Brussels sprout movement. Keep going.
Kate says the carrots are the fave, and the least favorite is broccoli.
I think broccoli's a made-up vegetable, too. That's the one that I think was... I think the broccoli family that does the James Bond films, I think their grandfather something, it's a hybrid. I think that's true. I'll find out. I mean, I'm... Obviously, there are enough details about it that it probably is true, but I'm trying to remember if that's broccoli vegetable. But I think that's where they got their money originally. An edible green plant in the cabbage family whose large flowering head is eaten as a vegetable comes from the Italian plural of... I can only read so much without sort of... broccoli, which means the flowering crest of a cabbage, and is the diminutive word of brocco, meaning small nail or sprout. Well, but that's not what I want to know. Classified, result of careful breeding of cultivated leafy coal crops in the northern Mediterranean starting about the 6th century B.C. Since the time of the Roman Empire, broccoli has been considered a uniquely valuable food among Italians. Brought to England from Antwerp by Peter Shoemakers, broccoli was first introduced to the United States by southern Italian immigrants but did not become widely known until the 1920s. George Bush hates it. I didn't say that. And there's now broccolini. Purple cauliflower is a type of broccoli sold in southern Italy. But I think that it is actually a hybrid. So there you go. Global production of broccoli was 22.3 million tons, with China and India together accounting for 76% of the total. Can you believe that? Would you have guessed that China and India are the primary consumers of broccoli? The United States isn't even in the top, like, eight. There you go. Spain, Mexico, and Italy come after that. Does poorly in hot summer weather. Okay, enough about broccoli. Keep going.
Mike says, least favorite is lima beans. I would torture myself by having them every few years, as I used to dislike broccoli, and now it's my favorite. I've given up hope on those evil legumes.
Yeah, just means veggie. Yeah.
Okay. And wish them upon naughty children.
Well, but, I didn't like them either. If you just eat them by themselves, but when they're cooked, and I'll have to figure out what the recipe is, but you cook them, it's an Italian thing, with pasta. It's not pasta fagioli, but it's something like that. It's really delicious. Somebody made it. I'll see if I can find it.
Tammy says, corn on the cob is my favorite. Cooked spinach is my least favorite.
Well, try it. If you cook it really hot, in really hot olive oil so it crisps up, you'll like it. You can also do it with, this is cheating. You can do spinach in very hot oil and add vinegar and sugar and bacon. Anything with bacon is fine, except chocolate. Someone actually gave me some chocolate that was made with bacon, which was disgusting. What can I tell you? All right.
Barbara says lima beans is the least favorite. Snow peas is the best.
They're saying lima beans is the world's healthiest food. And yeah, they said, what are they good for? Apparently people say, absolutely nothing. I think it's war, but never miss. Keep going.
Coco says, favorite is cucumbers. I detest any cooked greens except cabbage. Love that. I like almost all veggies.
Yeah, there we go. Let's see what this says. This has just got a recipe for cooking the daylights out of them. But I've actually had them with pasta, and I can't. It's really good, but they don't have a recipe here. We're not turning this into a cooking show. Keep going.
Marie says, I love all veggies, all of them.
Well, there you go. Polymorphously perverse. All right.
Amy says, corn is my favorite, if it counts. Otherwise, carrots. I hate broccoli.
Man, people, I mean, you can see that we have serious epistemological differences here. But lima beans, I'm going to try and convert you to lima beans. I'll have to find a recipe for it, because I didn't like them either. By themselves, I don't like them. But in this recipe with like angel hair, it's not angel hair pasta. It's kind of a gummier pasta than that. Like some kind of noodles was really good. Someone will call up and tell me. Somebody, I think it's an Italian sort of delicacy.
Fifi says, favorite is potato. I don't think I dislike anything.
There you go.
Omar says, broccoli, it's my favorite. I like it with Chinese food.
Well, maybe you're right. When we think about Chinese food and all the sauces that they put on it. But you could get it steamed as well.
Mariko says, like romaine lettuce a lot, not a huge fan of raw zucchini.
Yeah, it's okay. But if I'm going to eat raw, I like cauliflower better. And radish. I also had radishes in this great way, in this Greek restaurant. I like radishes anyway, but they were sliced really thin and they were soaked in sugar water. Try it. It's unbelievably delicious. And I mean, I like radishes anyway, but this is really good. All right, stay tuned. More veggies coming up. Will broccoli be okay, or will Brussels sprouts win out? Sounds like a horse race. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're sort of taking a walk on the vegetable side today. It's the first day of summer. It's a summer solstice. It's also a strawberry moon. And so we had our choice between doing vegetables or strawberry and decided that strawberries were just, or that fruits were just not controversial enough. So we decided to take a walk on the wild side with veggies. Okay, that's sort of more or less true. So we're talking about favorite and least favorite, and Brussels sprouts sort of topped the list, followed closely in terms of differentiation of people who either love them or hate them, followed pretty closely by asparagus. Has anybody hated asparagus? I don't think anybody's hated asparagus. So it's Brussels sprouts. Zucchini seems to be somewhat controversial. Broccoli seems to be less controversial than we would have expected, George Bush notwithstanding. So it seems like the dividing line between lovers and haters is really defined by Brussels sprouts. Who would have thought? All right, keep going.
Genevieve says, favorite is Brussels sprouts and least is lima beans.
Well, yeah, lima beans do not seem to have a huge number of supporting fans, although I'm one of them.
Robert says, funny, one I can't eat is cucumbers. so gassy. Pickles I do enjoy.
Well, pickles and cucumbers are the same, except with a lot of salt. What can I tell you? All right.
Amira says, favorite is yams. It's the one we haven't heard yet. And impossible is okra.
Well, okra is one of those things. Okra I always view as kind of slimy, except it's pretty good in things like gumbo. And there are people who love fried okra. Of course, fried anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take a perfectly reasonable potato, which is about 700 or about 70 calories, and you make it into potato chips, and it's a gazillion, and you can hear your arteries hardening, right? So, same thing with yams. And the new sort of seduction, and I use the word completely accurately, is sweet potato fries. Because not only do they fry them, which is taking a perfectly good potato, perfectly good vegetable, which is actually better for you than regular potatoes, and then they fry it, and then they put on cinnamon, sugar, and creme fraiche. I mean, it is disgustingly delicious, but man, you've taken a perfectly reasonable, admittedly plain, you've taken Miss Gooch and made her into, I don't know, a stripper. I don't know, something. I was going to say Miss America, but that's much too wholesome. It's a stripper. And I was going to say World Wrestling, but then I'll get nasty letters, so we'll just make her a stripper. All right, there you go.
Diane says, favorite is carrots, and the least favorite is broccoli.
See, there we go. So carrots seem to be another one of those dividing lines, but not anywhere near the controversy of Brussels sprouts. I guess my next book will be called The Brussels Sprout Phenomenon.
Laura says, I knew someone years ago who stated, there's no good earthly reason for mushrooms. And then she says, I can't eat okra or eggplant.
Well, eggplant is a nightshade, so there's some controversy about whether any of us should be eating eggplant. That it's fairly, I mean, a lot of people love it. Can you say eggplant parmesan? But you hear that the issue, what we should probably say, if we ever do this again, which we probably will not, although it's fun to have done it once, is to say unadorned vegetables. Because if you put enough butter or garlic or parmesan or, I suppose, salt and pepper or sugar on almost anything, it becomes surprisingly edible. I mean, there's probably going to be a lima bean ice cream that someone's going to love. I'm kidding. Don't send me letters and don't try it at home. But the recipe, I actually looked up the recipe for lima beans, which I think it's pasta fagul, and somebody served it to me. That's the first time I had lima beans that I liked. The lima beans were so soft that they were essentially mushy, but they were very buttery flavored, and they'd been made, I think, with butter and or olive oil or butter and some combination, and garlic, and I think tarragon, and it was like rotini, and it was pretty good, and pretty good source of protein, not many calories. Not like your sweet potato fries with sugar and cinnamon and never mind, keep going.
Nicole says, lima beans. I remember gagging on them as a child. Anything overcooked?
Well, lima beans, I think you have to overcook for them to be delish. And garlic, the more you cook garlic, I think the more digestible it becomes.
And Nicole says, and then she goes on to say, favorite is everything. Everything else. My kids eat them. My kids eat them all, except no lima beans.
Well, it's really interesting that that vegetables have really come into their own much more than when I was a kid. Everybody, in fact, it was considered much healthier and much smarter for people to eat canned vegetables. It's kind of like in third world countries. They try and convince moms that nursing is a really bad idea and buying formula is a really good idea, which, of course, is ridiculous and not nearly as healthy. Not to mention breast milk is free. Comes with the bosom.
And the last one here from Margaret is, I hate the sliminess of okra. My favorite at the moment is spinach. Easy to cook many different ways. Good color, healthy, and I like the taste.
There you go. Broccoli is pretty good. Broccoli rabe is pretty good. I like it because it's kind of a little bit bitter. But for those of you who think you don't like okra, try frying it. Everything fried tastes better, right? It's just terrible for you. But okra, I think, may be a acquired taste. But as I said, I liked it. That's because I went to school in the South, and okra was something that they would serve. And with, like, tomato, like stewed tomatoes. No one's even mentioned stewed tomatoes. That used to be a pretty basic, you know, you have to eat it every once in a while. Nobody's mentioned, of course, liver is a meat, but an organ meat at that. So it just, the world clearly is either pro or anti-Brussels sprouts. Kind of the great dividing line. I wonder how people in foreign countries feel about Brussels sprouts. We'll have to ask them. The next time in a foreign country, how do you feel about Brussels sprouts? If I get shot, we'll know that they're not a great fan of Brussels sprouts. All righty, 855-993-7569. I got to admit to you guys, I did an interview, as I mentioned, on Friday about the state of the world and how it felt to be a psychologist sort of dealing with all these issues. And I said, last week was just exhausting. It was just all of this heavy-duty stuff where we were talking about the case against the swimmer whose name I will never mention again at Stanford, and he's supposed to get out in September. And that was really troublesome, the Orlando shooting. And it's always at the Orlando massacre, but that happened Monday morning early, Sunday night, Monday morning. By Monday night, there were four other people shot, of which one was a 60-year-old who was killed. And then we had the alligator story last week. So it was just a tough, tough week. So we decided to talk about movies that should never be remade. Because I just was getting... I mean, look, part of what I do in the program is say there's no such thing as an insurmountable problem. We just need to figure out different perspectives and take responsibility for it, and you don't have to feel like a victim. And last week just felt like... Wah! So Manny and I decided we'd start the week off talking about something as crucial to world harmony as vegetables. It was a conscious decision, in case you think, oh no. I was actually talking with somebody about this over the weekend, about e-cigarettes, which are now the e-cigarette people have become, in some ways, dare I say the word obnoxious, but have become as, let's say, aggressive about their rights. Because I was talking with somebody who owns a restaurant, and he was saying that he doesn't allow smoking in his restaurant, but the e-cigarette people are saying, well, we're not emitting any toxic vapors, so we should be allowed to do it. Well, listen up, folks. Australia's consumer watchdog is suing e-cigarette makers, claiming that their claim that no toxic chemicals is not true, that the e-cigarettes emit no toxic chemicals. They're saying independent tests prove otherwise. Not only do they emit them, but there are reflected. I mean, that vapor's got to be made of something. So there you go. Actually, I was at the theater where they had that vapor. It was supposed to be in the underworld. I'll review it for you on Wednesday. And they had that little smoke stuff. And I just start coughing on it, so... Not a fan of vapors of any sort. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today.
Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All righty. So what do you got here for a program director question for me, Manny?
All right. This one comes from Fran, and Fran says, Dr. Joy, if critical thinking is an educational outcome, how is it defined? How is it learned and taught at home and in schools? And how is success measured by schools?
Okay, well, that's a bunch of different questions. We could go from the easiest and perhaps least satisfying part, which is how is success measured in schools, and basically it's by testing, either testing within the classroom, essays that are graded, or standardized tests. Now, you could argue that that may or may not be the best way of doing it, but it is the gold standard. I actually taught a class at one point at Northeastern, and I had just come out of graduate school and years of training and testing and whatever. And so I decided that I said to the class, all right, I'll give you pass-fail. And they wouldn't go along with pass-fail. Because I knew that pass-fail would not work for them, because they were all very interested in their their grade point average, GPA. Yeah. Okay. So I said, I'll tell you what, if you instead of giving a pass-fail, if you do a lousy job, I'll give you a C. And if you do a really good job, I'll give you an A, thinking that would make them happy, that that would help their grade point average. There was a mutiny. They were ready to kill me. I guess the idea being that you've worked for so many years for grades, that grades matter, and you become competitive and all sorts of things like that. So I went along with them. So the question of how schools assess your abilities is basically testing, okay, either standardized or within the classroom. Critical thinking is, from my definition, is teaching people to think outside the box in terms of just accepting what someone else says without proof or without inquiry. The actual definition is the objective analysis and evaluation of an issue in order to form a judgment. And the idea of critical thinking is that do colleges really teach it, which I think is your underlying sort of theory here. The idea being that just because the professor says it, or just because I say it, or just because it's on the internet, or just because anybody says it, doesn't mean it's true. So the idea is, and part of what I do on the program is we'll read, especially things that say, this is the new truth, and I will read to you what the headline says, and then what the bulk of the research says, and whether or not the research method is faulty or not. And that's my way of saying, don't accept something just because it's written someplace. Ask yourself, who asked the question? To whom did they ask the question? Where did they get their data? What statistics did they use to analyze it? And especially with the mashup that is a very common phenomenon in scientific research these days, of taking disparate studies and putting them together so you have a much larger pool, which means you can use more powerful statistics, which drives me nuts. Because it's done over different periods of time with different researchers, different research methods, different populations, different questions, and sort of putting them all together means you don't know what you're talking about as far as I'm concerned. So the idea being that you think about things clearly, you ask for clarification, you want to see the original research, that you don't argue with something just for the sake of argument, but you question for the sake of clarification. And as far as I'm concerned, that's critical thinking. Now, when you apply it to the academic environment, it's really not encouraged by and large. It you have to find a very either young or very old professor who has either everything to gain and nothing to lose, or vice versa, before they'll really allow you to argue with them. I can remember getting in serious trouble in graduate school because I was actually doing state-of-the-art research because I happened to be working in the same field I was taking a class, and the professor's information was at least 10 years out of date, if it was even that recent. And I'm not stupid and I'm not rude, but I said that there were other ways of looking at this, and it's the only C I've ever gotten in graduate school or anyplace else, and a C in graduate school is a flunking grade. So it was really a disastrous kind of thing. I would probably do exactly the same thing all over again, even with the consequence, just because it was so irritating to have somebody propagating a theory that was completely out of date and wrong. Now, the question is, how do you get kids, how do you take the concept of critical thinking and make it part of a parenting issue? And the answer is, you have to be willing to tolerate kids talking back to you, because that's essentially what critical thinking is. It's saying, explain it to me. I don't understand it. I'm not willing to accept it just because you say it. And for some people, that's part of their parenting. For a large number of people, it's not. It's, I'm your parent. I said it. Go along with it. So the question is, how much ambiguity, how much, how much opposition are you willing to tolerate as a parent? I personally think that if your point is to raise a child who is independent in emotions and in thoughts, that critical thinking is the only way to raise a kid. But it's a lot more complicated. It's a lot less, obedience essentially has no place in it. What they're saying, it's an intellectually disciplined process of actively and skillfully conceptualizing, applying, analyzing, synthesizing, and or evaluating information gathered from or generated by observation, experience, reflection, reasoning, or communication as a guide to belief and action. I would argue that arguing is part of it, that in addition to actively and skillfully conceptualizing, you have to be willing to ask questions. You have to be willing to challenge beliefs, or at least ask for clarification. It says it's open-minded and rational. I remember in graduate school, one of the professors, this was not the one who gave me the C, he said that the job of the therapist is to orient the patient to reality. And I raised my hand and said, who's reality? And he actually threw me out of class. And as far as I'm concerned, that is the quintessential basis of critical thinking, of asking for clarification, asking for parameters, asking for definition. And fortunately, as I said, my undergraduate training was much more, although not exclusively and not specifically talking about critical thinking, but somehow I got the notion it was okay to ask questions. But if you're going to do it at home, then you have to be willing to call me up and say, all right, my kid's talking back to me. And I'm saying, well, are they talking back or just asking for clarifications? Okay? So it's as far as I'm concerned, it's part of how we need to teach people to solve problems that we can't even conceptualize at this point. But you have to be willing to tolerate a certain amount of ambiguity and mutiny. I'm willing to do it. Are you? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.